Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, welcome. I hope everybody had an absolutely fabulous Thanksgiving, some wonderful, meaningful, peaceful time with loved ones. And I hope it's different wherever you have Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love getting together with our family. It's just absolutely amazing that a mixture of all of these multiple families that we have, because Bill and I have stepchildren and my brothers and all in-laws of various kinds. Everybody gets along so great. But we do it potluck. And everybody, no matter what their primary charge is, you know, they may be in charge of green beans, they will also bring a dessert. So we have a food buffet, and then we have a dessert buffet. And it's, you can't not taste everything, but hopefully it's just a bite of this and a bite of that, and that we don't take home too many to-go containers of the desserts, because this can be the start of just an addiction to sugar that lasts forever. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's so hard to get the holiday pounds off, is we form some bad habits. And speaking of habits, I've started a new one. You've heard the commercial for and the interview we did with Dr. Laval about the Kyolic green foods powders and vegetable powder products they have, the new ones. I now put those in my smoothie, and I'm cutting back on the green. I don't juice my own greens. It's just too hard. I do the beets. I do the carrots. I do not do the greens because it's just such a chore. But I buy a mixture of greens, but it's not organic, and that's kind of bothered me. So now I'm glad that I've got this powder to use, and it tastes good. Next week, Bill Sardi. So make a note, tell your friends, start writing down questions, because we're going to try and save a substantial part of the show for just answering questions. Today's show, really important for protecting your family. We now have better labeling than we used to in the past. We can see a lot of the things that are in foods, especially processed foods, that we would rather not eat. We know now that those are in there. Unfortunately, there's a lot in there that isn't on the label. And that's what our guest, who was with the Food and Drug Administration, had to become a whistleblower because they did not want her to continue finding these things, particularly mercury, how it was getting into the foods so that it could be kept out. So much pressure from industry lobbyists and that revolving door of industry people getting into regulatory positions that they told her to stop. So she had to quit and start a nonprofit. Her book is entitled Unsafe at Any Meal. I've worn out a highlighter on it. There's just so much great information in it, and I look forward to our interview with her. We'll be right back after these important words. Please stay with us. I'm Marty Whittakin. This is Healthy by Nature.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG apostrophe ACTIV.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
My guest for the entire show, and it may not be even enough. We might need to schedule a return engagement because there is so much fascinating information in her book. Dr. Renee Joy Defoe, she is a PhD, worked as an environmental health officer for the National Institutes of Health, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Food and Drug Administration. Credentials after that, but I think they will be more meaningful to you after we talk a little bit about what is in her book, brand new book, Unsafe at Any Meal, subtitled What the FDA Does Not Want You to Know About the Foods You Eat. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Defoe.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Well, and just by the way, listeners, we're recording the show because Dr. Defoe lives in Hawaii, and we didn't want to have to get her up in the middle of the night. And I'm just wondering, did you move to Hawaii because it's paradise or because it's as far away as you could get from Washington, D.C. and still be in the United States?
Well, to be honest with you, the second answer you provided is the correct one. I was feeling pretty beaten down by the time I was done at working in D.C. So Hawaii was far away, and I did want to teach. Yeah, and so that was I was able to get a teaching job, teaching special education in Hawaii, and I'm glad I landed there. It turned out to be a great move.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful place, and I was kind of kidding in the beginning, but sounds like I hit a nerve. And folks, you'll understand pretty soon why that is. And your book covers a lot of different areas, but the overall theme is there are things in our food that we are unaware of that are causing us harm. And we know with processed foods, this being a health and nutrition show and me being a certified clinical nutritionist, I talk about processed foods, never having anything nice to say about them because we know they're damaged. They've had a lot of the nutrients removed and they're full of sugar. But it turns out there are a lot of other problems that affect more than the other things in the grocery store, the stuff that's in the center, the processed foods. And one of those that you did a lot of work on, and I want to start with that because it will be the most shocking for people and maybe get them to hopefully buy the book and listen to the rest of the program and understand how serious a problem this is. Mercury. We've talked about mercury on the show many times because we talk to holistic dentists, and I have a big problem with mercury for many reasons. But just give us an overview for, we have a lot of new listeners in new areas. What's the problem with mercury? Most people know it's shiny metal, and it's used to be in thermometers, and yeah, you can, it rolls around and coat a penny with it. But they don't know that it's in things that we're eating and why they should care.
Well, first of all, mercury is, you've probably heard that mercury is found in fish, and that kind of mercury has a carbon atom attached to it, so, and it's known as an organic mercury. And so people are familiar with that kind of mercury, and pediatricians tell pregnant women that you shouldn't eat too much fish that's high in organic mercury. Everybody pretty much knows that. But and the reason why is because mercury impacts brain development. So there's another form of mercury that you mentioned in thermometers. That's in sort of a liquid form. But there's also an inorganic form of mercury that is can be found in like mercuric chloride, which is sort of like a salt, if you will. And it is that particular compound, mercuric chloride, is actually intentionally put onto cornstarch at the front end of the process that makes high fructose corn syrup. And so that's an inorganic form of mercury. And then you can find inorganic mercury in fast foods.
Well,
when you get mm-hmm. exposed to inorganic mercury, what it will do if your diet is poor is it will build up in your system.
Well, before we go on to what kinds of conditions that might lead to, you said something really important there, that if your diet isn't good, it can build up. Is it just because you're getting exposed to more and more of it, or is the inadequacy of the nutrition that you're getting, does that make a place for the mercury because the minerals aren't there or something like that?
Well, mercury will displace zinc in different proteins, and zinc is an important part of your immune system. So mercury just it'll also suppress gene activity, important genes. For example, the paraoxonase enzyme that you need to break down organophosphate pesticides, those pesticides that are commonly found in wheat and other grains and produce, you've got to be able to produce that enzyme, and mercury, inorganic mercury, will suppress the production of that enzyme. So it can do damage in a number of ways, and that's the problem, because it sort of contributes to a weakened immune system and creates conditions for disease to develop.
Among the categories of disease that you talk about, diabetes, obesity. Well, I just had a lecture last week at this event that we had where Dr. Pescatore was talking about obesogens. These toxins get in your body and just kind of mess with your metabolism so that you can't burn fat and obtain energy the way we're supposed to. You talk a lot about ADD, ADHD, and autism. Is the mercury that's found in these processed foods, is that especially harmful for children?
Oh, absolutely. Because, for example, with ADHD, those children are found to lose zinc when they're eating certain food colors that contain mercury in them. For example, yellow 5 or 6, these food colors have allowable levels of mercury, and it just so happens that these children will lose zinc in their urine. Well, mercury will displace the zinc, and we know that this happens in children that are hyperactive. This particular study was done in the United Kingdom. And in the case of autism, the children with autism have lower paraoxonase enzyme, and this makes them susceptible to the adverse effects of pesticides, organophosphate pesticides. So if mercury is suppressing that gene that produces the peroxidase, then that's going to make the children more susceptible to displaying symptoms of autism.
It just boggles my mind that mercury would be in these colors, given that everybody who's a chemist or has any kind of background in toxicology knows that mercury is like the second, it's probably the most toxic metal on the planet that isn't radioactive. And why it would be allowed in any food, we'll get to that as we talk about the regulation and why and how these things find their way into the food supply. But I think this might be a good time to tell kind of what led up to that being discouraged in Washington. We have a minute here before the break, but you discovered this as a part of your work, and what did the FDA tell you about continuing your investigation?
They wanted me to stop. The folks at Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, we did our, I had several collaborators at University of California and Armed Forces Radio Biology Research Institute. We used a different methods and found the inorganic mercury in the high fructose corn syrup, and the FDA told me to stop my investigation. That was very discouraging.
Well, that music means we have to stop. And they actually told her if she didn't stop and she defied them, she would be subject to prosecution. That's pretty scary business. We will be right back with the author of Unsafe at Any Meal. Your host, Marty Whittakin here. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I have always suggested that clients take a multivitamin mineral. But I can no longer say that grocery store multis are better than nothing. Those highly advertised brands contain nearly useless amounts of poorly absorbed nutrients, as well as worrisome chemicals. They fool people into thinking that they're covered nutritionally when they are not. I was thrilled that nutrition expert Bill Sardi formulated Molecular Multi. I take Molecular Multi because it's the most complete multivitamin mineral I have ever seen. It contains serious amounts of important nutrients that are missing even in fine health food store brands. I've reduced the number of vitamin bottles in my cupboard and saved money. I'll bet you will too. Go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Men want to look good, but few of us will hold still for a complicated skincare program, and we sure don't like flowery fragrances that compete with our masculine cologne. Lily of the Desert has created aloe vera-based skincare products designed specifically for us. Aloe gel is known to help with razor bumps. You know what's even better? A shaving gel with aloe plus herbal extracts to soothe, smooth, protect, and moisturize. Treat your face special every day with Lily for Men Facial Moisturizer. It brightens and wakes up your skin. Like Lily personal care products for women and children, these and other Lily men's products contain serious amounts of the highest quality organic aloe and no parabens, sulfates, phthalates, artificial dyes, fake fragrances, or animal byproducts. These guy-friendly packages are also budget-friendly. Ask your natural products retailer to carry Lily of the Desert personal care products. Find links to details and sources on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest is a former FDA investigator, Renee Dufault, PhD. She's the author of Unsafe at Any Meal. When we went to the break, you had mentioned that one of the sources of mercury in processed foods is from the increasing amount of high fructose corn syrup. In your book, you identify that in 2004, the average person in the U.S. was eating 36 pounds of this stuff. I had recently learned that there was some mercury contamination, but I assumed that that must be some accidental thing. I was shocked to hear you say, if I heard you correctly, that the mercury is added on purpose to the starting material, the cornstarch. Did I get that right? And if so, why on earth do they do that?
Well, it's to prevent starch-degrading enzymes. That information came from a Food Manufacturing Journal article. So, you know, there's natural bacteria everywhere, and in order to prevent those enzymes from being produced by the bacteria that would degrade the starch, they add this mercuric chloride because mercury is very toxic. It'll kill single-celled organisms quite effectively.
Well, as my second book is called The Probiotic Cure, and I make a very good case for all of our microbiome, all our collection of good bacteria in our intestinal tract and how they perform so many functions for us. So the idea that we're swallowing something that's going to go down there and kill part of our team members that carry a lot of the DNA that make our body function, that's a whole another level of scariness about high fructose corn syrup. And you also mentioned the food colors, and for a long, long time, pediatricians and certainly the food industry had just given Dr. Feingold a terrible time when he said that he thought that the food colors and additives in foods were part of the reason that we had a problem with ADD, ADHD. His folks must feel pretty vindicated.
I would think so. The only missing piece in the Feingold information is the fact that these food colors can oftentimes contain different heavy metals, be it arsenic, lead, or mercury, in allowable amounts. And actually, the United Kingdom has made it a rule that any food products containing some of these food colors, they'll have to carry a warning label on the package saying will cause hyperactivity in children or may cause. So I think that people, you know, they look at one ingredient like yellow number 5, and they don't know what's in that ingredient. I mean, you would think yellow number 5, okay, so it makes things yellow, but you don't realize that there's also potential for heavy metals to be in there.
Well, we can get back to some of the other heavy metals and some of the health issues that those cause, but when you say allowable, this is where most people's heads would go because we've been trained that way. Well, the FDA wouldn't allow it to be in the food if it wasn't okay. These are on the list of grass generally regarded as safe. These colors and these other additives, surely they've passed a lot of tests and there's a good reason that they're approved. Why should I worry about it if the government doesn't worry?
Well, first of all, the FDA doesn't really assess whether or not something is safe. Their mission from the very beginning has been about labeling products. And so many, many of these ingredients were already in the market well before FDA was even established. So they were just grandfathered in and considered safe from the get-go because, you know, they'd been used for so long. And then now what's been required ever since FDA came into being is that the manufacturers must do the assessments to determine if an ingredient is safe or not. And so what FDA does is leave that to the manufacturers. So if the manufacturers say it's safe, then it's safe.
That's kind of the fox guarding the hen house. I don't think it works that way everywhere in the world. Don't they have more stringent requirements in some other countries?
Oh, absolutely. The European Union definitely has more stringent requirements, and their food supply is safer. And you'll find that countries, I don't have anything off the top of my head to back this up, but generally speaking, countries that have more stringent regulations on their food ingredients, they have a healthier population.
Well, that wouldn't take a lot at this point, as unhealthy and overweight and ridden with degenerative diseases as the U.S. is. There's obviously something, maybe many somethings, that we're doing wrong. And if we ever want to get a handle on the health care crisis, which is really a sickness care crisis, we've got to do something different than what we've been doing in the past. And since we'll get more into why the government has this kind of an attitude, but in the meantime, people can make better choices with their grocery dollars and avoid some of these foods. So, but in case somebody has to leave and doesn't get the whole rest of the show, let's take a little detour here for a minute and just give us the bottom line about what kinds of foods should we avoid to make sure that we minimize the intake of these heavy metals and, in particular, the mercury. And you know, pesticides, that's a whole nother category, but just on that basis, what are your shopping recommendations?
So based on what I've studied, what Americans eat and what they eat the most of, thus they would have the most exposure from eating these things, avoid vegetable oils and corn sweeteners and food colors. So if you, and I have lists of these different vegetable oils, corn sweeteners, and food colors in the book. And so if you avoid all of those things, then you will pretty much be eliminating processed foods from your diet, and you'll be eating more whole and or organic foods. And so that would be my recommendation.
Well, we'll come back and repeat that again at the end of the show, because somebody is frantically looking for a pencil right now to write that down. We'll give them another chance to do that. I said we would come back to some of the other heavy metals. Arsenic, that's been in the news a little bit because of rice, and lead because of the pipes in Flint, Michigan. Cadmium, those that know a good reason to stop smoking probably know a little bit about cadmium, but give us a little bit of an overview on those heavy metals. We could certainly do a whole show just on probably any one of them, but give us a little of a takeaway.
Okay. Well, arsenic and lead can be found in a number of food colors, blue 1 and 2, yellow 5, 6, and red 40. So they are going to compete for bonding sites. For example, lead would compete with calcium. And so we know that in order for you to be able to decrease your accumulation of lead in your body, you need to have a diet that's rich in calcium. And so these heavy metals are really competing with other elements that your body needs and to produce the important proteins and enzymes for functioning. So the takeaway message here is that these metals, these heavy metals, all of them have absolutely no purpose in generating healthy conditions. All they do is interrupt our metabolism and make it possible for disease conditions to develop.
And over time, multiple organ damage. And that's, I think you're getting a sense, folks, of why I think everybody should have a copy of this book, especially if you're a parent, because it's so much more critical as children are growing up. But We will be right back with more. The book is Unsafe at Any Meal by Renee Dufoe, PhD. Please stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Hi, this is Michael. Yes, Michael from Michael's Naturopathic Programs. What? You're spending $300 a month on meds out of your own pocket? Are you caught up in that expense? Maybe you should think, in fact, rethink what you can do about your disease. Whatever it is you're dealing with, your diet and lifestyle played a critical role. The doctor's Bible, the Merck Manual, lists every known disease. If you examine it, it will tell you that most have no known cause. So forget about what caused your disease. Stop feeding it energy. Stop dwelling on it. Stop giving it life. Instead, get healthier by exercising, eating well, and nourishing your body back to balance and harmony. Michael's Naturopathic Programs is like having a professional in your corner. You can find Michael's Naturopathic Programs at michaelshealth.com and available at all fine health food stores and online as well.
I'm Marty Wittekin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
For many years, HealthWorks Mart has proudly sold many of the products and services that you've heard about on the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Andy Hopkins, producer of Marty's show and the owner of HealthWorksMart.com. In my online store, you will find many of the fine products discussed on the show. For example, products from Dr. Ahira's Probiotics, Jaro Formulas, Kyolic, Doctor's Best, Nordic Naturals, and a lot more. Even better, they're at prices well below those in most brick-and-mortar stores. Marty is known for handpicking sponsors that offer the highest quality, science-backed products. The same goes for me. Often I only sell one product in a category because the second best is just not good enough. Check us out at HealthWorksMart.com. That's HealthWorksMart.com. Did I mention that I offer free shipping on orders over $25? HealthWorksMart.com or 877-673-2536. 877-673-2536.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
And we are back. Renee Joy Dufoe, PhD, is the author of Unsafe at Any Meal. Subtitled, What the FDA Does Not Want You to Know About the Foods That You Eat. And we, we could do a show just on chlorine and fluoride. You have a lot of information about that. Some of these things get into the food kind of incidentally. If a company uses tap water in their food, they're going to get chlorine and fluoride. You found some things get in incidentally, like into drugs. And I'd like to circle back and talk about mercury for a minute, because you found in your investigations that mercury ends up in medications also, and that somehow it was in the plumbing. Was that because it was in the drugs, or that's how it got into the drugs?
Well, what happened was I was finding, when I was decommissioning laboratories, I was finding mercury in the plumbing systems. And the mercury comes from, and others, like there was an association connected with Harvard University that had studied the chemicals used by hospitals. and medical research facilities. And in these chemicals are trace amounts of mercury, and it gets in there because they use mercury to make some chemicals like chlorine, sodium hypochlorite, potassium hydroxide, hydrogen chloride, sodium hydroxide. These chemicals are used to make other chemicals. And when they make these chemicals that I just mentioned with mercury, you always have mercury residues in there. So, for example, the chlorine that is used to bleach flour has an allowable amount of mercury because they expect that mercury-grade chlorine will have mercury residues. So these chemicals then go on and they're used to make a number of food ingredients like annetto and beta-carotene, titanium dioxide, for example. So when they're creating some of these food ingredients, they're using some of these chemicals, and therefore there's an expectation that there might be mercury residue. And not only that, but just the process of generating some of these food ingredients, they have expectations for other contaminants as well. And that's why they have specifications with allowable levels.
So they know that they're poisoning us, but they think it's slowly enough that it's not going to hurt low enough levels. But I worry about a lot of the studies, for example, those on the glyphosate pesticides, the Roundup type things that are used with the GMO foods. They look for an immediate toxic effect. And if somebody doesn't drop over soon enough, then it must be okay. But if I was purposely wanting to poison somebody, I'd give it to them a little bit at a time so they just got sick and nobody would be the wiser. They don't really look either at these trace amounts over a long period of time, because those studies are very expensive, or at the subgroups who are maybe children or pregnant women or those with a compromised detoxification system. Those people who are the most affected, the data about them gets washed out in the big averages of a study, and especially if the study is done by somebody with an axe to grind, somebody who has an economic interest. Would you like to speak to the studies that are used for the regulation?
Well, many of the studies were done years and years ago, and before that we even had high fructose corn syrup on the market, for example, and they were done on rats or mice. And so we can't really, high fructose corn syrup came on the market later in the early 80s is when we started using it. And so that substance in and of itself is probably the most toxic food ingredient to come on the market because of its ability to suppress the PON1 or the gene that produces pyroxenase, which is the enzyme you need to be able to excrete and metabolize and excrete glyphosate, the Roundup. So, when these studies were done, they were done before we even, the rats were not fed high fructose corn syrup. They weren't fed the American diet. And so, obviously these studies are not even applicable to today's to what's going on today in our diet. They were, I wouldn't even pay attention to what any of them had to say back then. We don't have any studies out there now. There are none.
Well, and if they aren't required, and the manufacturers aren't going to do them voluntarily because that would be an expense and bad for business, but help people understand the role of I've pointed out, like, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a schizophrenic kind of assignment. On the one hand, they need to support all the producers of products, and on the other hand, they're supposed to protect the public. So who has the most money and the most access? They hear the most from the manufacturers and the big agribusiness and so on. What about the FDA? And I've talk about them and the drugs, but on the food side and with the labeling, that's been in the news just in the last 2 weeks about the FDA wanting to improve labeling. There was never probably going to be any suggestion they would start labeling mercury, but just some of the other known factors like added sugars and so on. And there was pushback, and now they're backing off. What's going on there? Who's running the ship?
Well, the corporations are running the ship. They always have. The same influences in USDA are happening at FDA and everywhere else in the government. It's been turned into a corporocracy instead of a bureaucracy, if you will. And that's been happening for a long time. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to fix the system, but it's definitely broken at this point. And it's really eat at your own risk, and it's up to you to educate yourself. The consumers must educate themselves, because if they don't, you know, they're going to become sick.
Well, that really is it in a nutshell. And the FDA is funded by and supervised by Congress, and we know that the lobbyists, that I don't want people to think I believe that lobbyists go in there and pay the senators and their legislators to vote a certain way. What they have, because of all the money they have, is a lot of lobbyists with a lot of access. They have glitzy presentations. They have videos. They throw seminars for them. I've spent enough time in Washington to know how you gain attention and influence. And if you only hear one side of the story, you're likely to make a wrong decision. And then they get pressure from the big companies in their neighborhood and their voters that work for those companies to go to the FDA and say, no, now don't be hard on this or that. I can imagine if we tried to outlaw high fructose corn syrup, Coca-Cola, they might have enough nickels to make sure that doesn't happen. We're going to be right back after these words with some more advice about how to protect yourself and your family's health by eating better. If you've heard me call the magnesium queen, it's because I love to talk about this amazing mineral. It's involved in over 300 important processes in the body. For example, magnesium keeps our heart beating in a normal rhythm, supports healthy blood pressure and arteries. Our moods are more even, and we sleep more restfully if our magnesium levels are right. It is just as important for our bone strength as calcium is. My article about magnesium in the HBNShow.com library tells a lot more, but you get the idea. We really, really depend on it. Sadly, because of changes in our foods, habits, and stress, most Americans do not have enough in their cells. Drugstore supplements might help with constipation, but they're not always absorbed well enough for other needs. On the products page of HBNShow.com, I give links to products that I like. Two are by pharmacist Susie Cohen. Just go to HBNShow.com and select products from the menu. Click on the photos for details and a discount.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day? Good quality sleep is crucial for restoring your body and your brain, so we can feel alert and energetic the next day. If you struggle to get to sleep or stay asleep, you'll be glad to know about Gero Formula Sleep Optimizer. This formula combines amino acids and herbs such as pharmagaba, tryptophan, valerian root, and hops to support the body in normalizing sleep. Stress, jet lag, and rotating work shifts are special challenges for sleep. They also benefit from Gero Formula's Optimizer's powerful yet gentle encouragement toward relaxation and healthy sleep cycles. Sleep Optimizer benefits all three stages of sleep so that you can awake rested and energized. Look for Jaro Sleep Optimizer at fine health food stores nationwide. As you know, not every product is appropriate for every person, so please read label advice regarding youngsters, disease states, medication use, and pregnancy. For complete information, visit Jaro.com. That's JARROW.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Dr. Defoe's book, Unsafe at Any Meal, is just a marvelous book. It's so dense with information. How long did it take you to write this, Dr. Defoe?
Well, there was actually another book that I had written when I conducted a clinical trial to teach parents about parents of children with autism and ADHD about how diet could improve their quality of life and that of their children. So I would have to say, if I include the amount of time, because that book went into this book, and then this book, you know, and it was expanded, so probably a couple years. But then, of course, all the research I've been doing, it's 10, 15 years in the making. All of that went into the book, too. So it's been a number of years that all of this has been done.
And I can imagine you have a lot of studies cited in the back. You've published, you and your colleagues have published studies yourselves. And the book just it's a wonderful resource. You've got information about testing for toxic load, so you can see if an accumulation of toxins is part of a problem, toxicants, how they affect our genetics. A lot of good information about decoding food labels, just find out the kind of what you can out of the fairly limited amount of information that's required to be put on there. There's an eating guide, lots of resources, and so on. And as I say, we could probably do a show just on any one of these heavy metals, or the chlorine and the fluoride. Let's talk just in the few minutes we have left in this segment about pesticides. Tell us about the pesticides that are in the food, and are there any, what are the restrictions, regulatory restrictions on the pesticides that can get into our food supply?
Well, first of all, we're more exposed to pesticides than we even know. For example, the wheat that we eat in the breads. Each American consumes almost 100 pounds of wheat per year, and if they're eating conventionally grown wheat and flour products that are made from conventional wheat, then they're getting some pesticide exposure because you can't cook or bake it out. It's going to stay, you know, you're going to have residues. So if you're also consuming a lot of high fructose corn syrup, then that's going to be suppressing the gene that needs to be expressed to process and metabolize all those pesticide residues. So we actually have more pesticide exposures than the average American even understands, because they're thinking fruit and vegetables. But we're also getting it in processed foods through the conventional wheat products. So, the wheat that's grown conventionally, they can keep it in silos for up to 5 years by law, and they can spray malathion on it, or not spray, but, you know, apply the malathion numerous times as much as needed to keep away the grasshoppers and manage the hatching of the eggs. So as opposed to organic wheat that you have to, you can't use pesticides and you have to store it for only a year, can't store it beyond a year in refrigerator conditions. So, you know, that's how they manage the pest. So there's a lot more to the pesticides than meets the eye. And we're getting more exposures than we even know, and those pesticide exposures are associated with just about every condition that known to Western medicine, you know, whether you're talking ADHD or heart disease or diabetes.
Or Alzheimer's, or just name a disease. And they don't, most of them, have any known cause. Well, I think we're beginning to figure this out. We're going to have to prevent them ourselves, because there never will be studies of all of these things combined. They can take each one of them, and this is another thing that kind of makes me crazy. They can take one of these and make a case for why it isn't too bad. But what if you have this and this? Like you pointed out, you have the pesticides and the mercury from the processing of the wheat, and then you add some high fructose corn syrup, wash down your sandwich with something that has that in there. Now you've interfered with your ability to detoxify that, and you've reduced your zinc, so you don't have an immune system. It's a toxic soup.
It is, totally. And in fact, I want consumers to know that we have a free online tutorial that goes with the book. So for every chapter in the book, there's a module of instruction with hands-on activities, kitchen cupboard surveys, video, etc. It's free at the www.foodingredient.info website, healthy diet tutorial. So if it's like you can have a book study group and go through 8 weeks. It's eight chapters, and by the time you're done with that tutorial and reading the book and talking with your friends and family about the discussion questions in each module of instruction, you will change your diet because you will understand.
Well, yeah, understanding is the first step. You have to know why you want to make the changes. I think maybe we ought to require the PTA at every school to participate in this, and we get enough parents. That's what makes the change that I've seen. When people vote with their dollars, manufacturers stop doing things that aren't profitable because people stop buying whatever that is. We ultimately have the power. We just have to know, get organized, and take action. We'll be right back shortly. I want to get some information about the foundation. We'll get a review again of Foods to Avoid and that website again for the tutorial. So please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
For many years, HealthWorks Mart has proudly sold many of the products and services that you've heard about on the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Andy Hopkins, producer of Marty's show and the owner of HealthWorksMart.com. In my online store, you will find many of the fine products discussed on the show. For example, products from Dr. Ahira's Probiotics, Jaro Formulas, Kyolic, Doctor's Best, Nordic Naturals, and a lot more. Even better, they're at prices well below those in most brick-and-mortar stores. Marty is known for handpicking sponsors that offer the highest quality, science-backed products. The same goes for me. Often I only sell one product in a category because the second best is just not good enough. Check us out at HealthWorksMart.com. That's HealthWorksMart.com. Did I mention that I offer free shipping on orders over $25? HealthWorksMart.com or 877-673-2536. 877-673-2536.
The pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, this has been just fascinating. I am so impressed and grateful for the work that you've done, Dr. Defoe. The book is Unsafe at Any Meal, and I presume you can get it from any of the normal book sources and Amazon. Please tell us again I said we would repeat the ingredients, that if you stay away from these ingredients, it will kind of automatically keep you out of the processed food products.
Well, those that are most heavily used in processed foods are the vegetable oils and the corn sweeteners. And so it's not just high fructose corn syrup, but there are several corn sweeteners. And several different kinds of vegetable oils with risk of mercury contamination. So, and then, of course, there's a number of other food ingredients, too, like the food colors. And even in organic processed foods, you could possibly find some of these ingredients, like carrageenan, for example. So you've really got to be careful. Your best bet is to eat whole foods whenever possible. And so if you're looking at an ingredients label and there's only two ingredients or one, like oats in oatmeal, you're in pretty good shape.
And with the organic foods, I'll repeat something, advice we give out periodically, to go to the EWG.org, the Environmental Working Group, the Dirty Dozen. It lists the most pesticide-laden foods, so that you can buy those organic if you can't afford to do everything organic. Tell us quickly about your foundation and repeat your website, please.
Okay, it's called Food Ingredient and Health Research Institute. It's a nonprofit, the only one in the world, really, that focuses on food ingredient safety. And then the website is www.foodingredient.info. And so if you look at the top of the page and you see over on the far right, you'll see Healthy Diet Tutorial, and that's where you'll find the 8 modules of instruction that go with the book.
I will have that in the archive description of today's show, so that when you go to hbnshow.com, click on radio, select the archives, and there on today's show will be a link to this website, and I'll put a link to the book also, so that you won't make any mistake and end up with another book. This book, I do believe, could save your life and that of your family. If you don't have the time or interest to read it yourself, buy it for somebody else who will. It's just really important information. I sure appreciate your time today, Dr. Defoe, and the sacrifice you've made for the American public.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate your having me on the show and wish you the best of health. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, hope to see you all next week. This is Marty Whittakin.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy 3, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.